But what we know happened in 2020 are a few things. One, COVID-19 had disproportionate impact on Black and Brown communities, both in terms of disability and death. The pandemic brought stay-at-home orders and shuttered institutions. So the institutions that provided, that helped to provide stability and security were closed. We know that in the communities that have experienced the highest increases in gun violence, those communities are also disproportionately represented in service and hospitality sectors. And those have been the sectors that were hardest hit by the pandemic and have been the slowest to come back. Community violence intervention efforts, the ones that I just described, were also shuttered. And so workers around the country reported not being able to get in, to reach the people who they normally reach, the people who they know are at the highest risk of violence involvement. Virtual conversations did not work. And not being able to connect probably played a role. We saw egregious instances of police and vigilante violence in 2020. So when we were all home, anxious about the uncertainty of our health and our safety, we also all witnessed these egregious acts of police violence and vigilante violence and failures of the systems. Again, the systems that exist, supposedly protect and serve, were not. And that can lead, it led many, I mean, it led to the largest uprising of protest, in our history across all races and socioeconomic backgrounds. And but what it can do is lead to feelings of these systems don't support us, these systems are not built for us, and so matters can be taken into your own hands, or should be, because the systems aren't going to deliver justice. And then we also saw incredible rises in firearm sales, unprecedented historic rises in gun sales in 2020 and 2021, and have continued in 2022. And there's mounting research to show that when you have more gun sales, you have more gun deaths. When guns are more present in community and society, there is increased likelihood for these interpersonal disputes, whether they be on the road and road rage, or whether they be in the community, for gun violence to occur. And we're seeing that play out. But again, we don't know which factors mattered most. I don't know that we will ever be able to untangle all of that.